Harper, Walter. St. Helena, California. February 13, 1908. Mr. Walter Harper. Dear brother, I have received your letter and have read it with interest. I am constantly seeking to present before our people the great advantages to be gained by handling the books donated for the benefit of our schools and sanitariums. A lively interest should be kept up in this campaign, for it is a work of seed sowing. I am pleased that you appreciate the books. Few understand, as I do, how much the writing of them cost me. I have a great desire that all shall know of the light contained in them. I would that many of the Lord's workmen would take upon themselves the burden of circulating the books, realizing, as they do so, that this is one of the Lord's ways of communicating light to those who are unacquainted with the truth. I pray that the Lord will bless you abundantly in the part you act in spreading the knowledge of the truth. If you do not object, I will send this money to Loma Linda. They will appreciate this means and will use it to help a worthy student. All the means we can secure for the sanitarium and school from the sale of these two books will be needed at Loma Linda. I am pleased to have you write me of your experiences in disposing of these and also of my larger books. I am thankful that you have such success in selling them. They contain the revelation of God to us and will bring blessing to those who purchase them. And what help their sale will bring to the school. I am so thankful that through your success and the success of others, I can give this help to the cause. And the students also should have an experience in this work. I am laboring continually to give the message the Lord has given me. And through these books, God is speaking to those whom I cannot reach with my voice. I urge you to go forward in this work. It brings great relief to me to know that more light is coming to the people. I am glad that your father is at Loma Linda. I am sure he will have good care. You need not worry about him. I will continue to urge that ministry of healing and Christ's object lessons be brought to the notice of the people. These precious books must be circulated, for they fill a want which nothing else can supply. Explain the object of their gift to the cause and labor for their circulation, but do not lower the price. Our great burden should be to save souls. When we are successful in bringing souls to the truth, these in their turn will use their influence and means in giving the truth to others. Then let us use every means within our reach to carry forward the work. And the precious helps that God has given for the relief of our schools and sanitariums are not to be regarded with indifference.